I always get to the Wells Metz Theater a little early because it's open seating and the setups inside are always different. Tuesday nights are usually a little thin, but when I got to the theater for Diane Sohn's Stop Kiss, the lobby looked like the waiting room of a small airline. A sign said the show was sold out, and there was a tight little group of standbys waiting by the ticket window hoping for no shows. Stop Kiss is actually two plays. There's the story of the meeting and the growing love between Callie, a New York City traffic reporter, and Sarah, an idealistic young woman from St. Louis come to teach in the Bronx. Then there's the story of the brutal attack that the two suffer and Sarah's slow recovery. Playwright Diana Sohn says she likes to involve, to make her audience work, and she intertwines the two stories scene by scene. The play opens as Callie, played by Lila Vasilova, and Sarah, Kate Catherall, meet for the first time in Callie's apartment. Sohn has a nice feel for dialogue, and their talk has a purposefully clever and empty feel. In the second scene, a distraught Callie is being hectored by a police detective, Chris Hatch, for details of a brutal attack that the two suffered when a man was upset by their kissing. Stop Kiss continues to alternate scene by scene. It could be almost mechanical, but the richness of detail and the depth that Sohn plumbs in her story, along with the tension of knowing where love will lead, kept me very much involved for most of the two intermissionless hours. Lilia Vasilova as Callie is the center of Stop Kiss. She's been in a kind of slacker spot since college. She has a boyfriend, played engagingly by Brian Bradshaw, and they do sleep together between affairs with others, and she does think they'll eventually marry. Her job as a traffic reporter is well-paying, but it's one that she just fell into and doesn't take much pride in. Vasilova does a fine job with the complicated role. It's because of Sarah's care about a meaningful life and her teaching that Callie begins to change, and then as she works through the long period of Sarah's coma and rehabilitation, she grows. Kate Catherall, by the way, simply glows as the shiny Sarah. I do need to mention Harry Watermeyer does a nice job as Peter, the boyfriend from home. Sarah's outgrown him, he knows it, but he does care and he wants the best for her. Also, Maddie King as the sad busybody who'd called the cops and broke up the assault on the two women, played well as she reacted to shed more light on their story. Bradley Wentz was a sympathetic figure as the nurse who volunteered to help Callie wash the comatose Sarah. Stop Kiss is a deeply imagined and deeply dramatized play, but with the two stories and the quick changes it could easily have dragged. That it doesn't is a tribute to the cast and director Bruce Burgon and the technical crew. Katie McDermott's New York apartment was always interesting. Christopher Wood's lighting set and enriched the scenes. Thomas Oldham seemed always to find just the right music for backgrounds and interludes. It made for a fine, involving evening of theater. Diana Sohn's Stop Kiss continues with performances through the 14th. There's also a 2 p.m. Saturday matinee. You can find this and other WFIU theater, opera, and film reviews and interviews on our website at wfiu.org. At the theater for you, I'm George Walker.